Monica, how are you?
Great to have you here. It's such a pleasure. And we're going to have a great conversation, I'm sure. So I'd like to start by asking you, how did you come to see the world the way you do today?
Thank you for inviting me to share this time with you and your viewers. I appreciate it. Well, gosh. How did I come to see the world the way I do? I guess it's probably for all of us a combination of what we bring into any particular lifetime. Like the soul part of us, where we've been and who we are as a soul. And then also the experiences that we have, in childhood and all of that. It's probably a blend that helps us form the way we view the world and the way we view reality, I would say. So I guess I would say, how did I come to view the world this way? It's probably my entire soul's history, along with my Scott human history, all blended together.
Would you like to go into more detail about that?
Sure. Well, as for my soul's history, well, that's probably for a different time, but and I don't even know all of it. I've just cracked the surface of that because we are, ancient, if not infinite. So, but in this life, had a really nice childhood and nice family that I grew up with and in a nice neighborhood and a lot of kids in my family, and we weren't particularly religious or spiritual. My parents were pretty practical people, like working class practical. And so there was just a lot of activities, a lot of sports. We all played sports and games and all that kind of thing. And just public school and like I say, had a really, really good childhood, I would have to say. I guess I'm one of the lucky ones. And but I've always I was always someone who wondered about things, who wondered about what's behind what we see. I had feelings of, echoes of history and different places of the world and that kind of thing. And so I guess I was always kind of a thoughtful, quiet little boy. And I liked history and, dinosaurs and the past, that kind of thing. And so, yeah. As I got older, I just began, I had a real interest in what we now call metaphysics or spirituality, the occult, that kind of thing. And so just read a lot. And all of this helped shape my view of reality. And then as I became an adult, I got into the job that I do now, which is like spiritual hypnotherapy, past lives and spirit guides and life between lives. And then that's had a pretty huge impact on the way that I view reality.
That's quite an exciting thing to get into because you must be hearing a whole lot of stories and a whole lot of ways that people heal or discover new things. So maybe you want to share a little about this experience of deeper into oneself.
Absolutely. Boy, the stories I've heard and the stories we've unearthed in these sessions are pretty incredible. I mean, when I was, let's say when I was 19, I never would have dreamed that I could be doing something like I'm doing now. Basically, opening the windows into a person's soul's history and who they are and where they come from and why they're here in this particular lifetime. And then perhaps whatever challenges or issues they may be confronting in this life. And then using, liaising with, connecting with higher beings, you know, spiritual beings, spirit guides and angelic beings and ascended masters and even higher beings than that. And then we can chat with them and understand why a person has come into a particular lifetime. We can understand why they're facing a particular challenge. And so one interesting thing that we find over and over is that a particular challenge that you're facing in your life now is probably not new. It's probably there's a pattern or a series where you've been confronting that issue. And so it's just interesting to reach back and know there's not, as that old saying goes, there's not, you know, much new under the sun. Most things do have a history and we can look at that. But, you know, the important thing is the here and now. So we want to take all of that and help someone surmount a challenge that they may be facing.
Would you like to share a challenge that you faced in your life and that you surmounted by getting more information about all these things?
Wow, I have to think for a second. No specific challenges are coming to mind of my own, but just with all the sessions that I've had, because I trade sessions with my friends and colleagues and that, and so I've probably had about at least a dozen life between lives sessions and probably 25 or 30 past life sessions. And just understanding that this life, while it is very, you know, precious and very important, is just a drop in the ocean of our entire existence. And so when we look back at all of these lifetimes, it does help explain certain proclivities or certain interests that we might have, maybe even talents or gifts. And so I'm trying to think of, I can't think of a particular challenge that I've overcome, but expanding my awareness about who I really am and why I'm here now and, you know, where I'll be going too, because it's a continuum. And so, and time is a funny thing. It's a mysterious thing. And so it's just interesting to know, you know, this is just a blip in the, you know, circle of time or however we want to look at it. So it's just, I would say it's expanded my awareness and given me a sense of an easier acceptance of when things happen. You know, you're walking along and you crack your ankle on a tree root or something, And you feel like it's the end of the world because it so hurts. It just expands your awareness and you realize, you know, these little things that come up in life, it's not that big of a deal. It's just, you know, one of a zillion experiences that you've had and that you'll have. And so maybe we don't have to take everything quite so seriously.
Maybe you'd like to explain how all of this plays into why you are doing this work now.
Sure. Well, as I said, I've just long had an interest in the unseen, we might call it. You know, what's behind this, you know, physical reality. And so it's something I've liked to explore since I was a child. And so reading about others who have done this type of work, I was intrigued for a long time. And so I just decided at a certain point, I'd really like to learn how to explore people's past lifetimes. And my own. I'm curious about my own, where I've been, what I've done, who I really am. And so at a certain point, I just decided to study and take classes in hypnosis. There's many ways to access our other lives and other realities, as you know, meditation, guided journeys, and you know, shamanic experiences. But hypnosis is another way. It's a good way. Basically, just getting a little past the conscious mind and then digging into the soul or the deeper self, whatever you want to call it, the higher self, the greater self. And we hold all of these memories of all of our experiences. Everything we've ever experienced is recorded. And so we can go back and look at these things and understand more and more. And so, you know, I studied the hypnotic techniques and all of that, which isn't that big of a deal. Anybody can do it. And so I just got to work and started set up an office and started exploring things. And yeah, it's just wonderful. I was lucky to study with some really awesome teachers. And so like the cream of the crop, I would say. Most of them have passed away, sadly now, but I was lucky to have known some of these pioneers in this field. And so hopefully me and my generation of therapists can take what they've given us and maybe take it to the next level of some kind.
Let's make it a little more colorful. Would you like to give us a type of guidance in this so that we could experience it ourselves now while we're listening?
Or would that you mean like a little mini session?
For instance, or you could bring in a being and share something from that perspective?
I'm not really like a channel or a medium. I'm just a therapist. I don't purport to speak for higher beings. But what I actually do is get you to channel your own spiritual guides. But I could give you a little mini. Guide a little mini journey, I suppose, if you want to do something like that. Maybe I could work with you personally in a condensed form, if that's something you're open to.
I think it would be good to do something that is for everyone, because this is shared with many people. So not me personally, but for many people, so they could have their own experience.
Okay. Well, you kind of put me on the spot. I wasn't really prepared for this, but I can do it. So, first of all, we want to make sure that everyone is safe. It's safe to close your eyes and have a little, imagination experience. Obviously not in a moving vehicle or driving a car or running machinery or anything where you can't close your eyes and zone out for a little while. So I want to make sure that everyone that wants to experience this is in a very, very safe place, at a moment where they can just sit back, close their eyes, and enjoy a little bit of relaxation and a little bit of imagination. All right, so if you want to enjoy a little bit of relaxation, I would say let's do this. Let's have your eyes open for a moment. And let's have you find a little spot, maybe on the wall or on the ceiling beyond you, something to stare at. And so I want you to stare at that spot, looking at it, watching it, gazing at that spot there, putting all of your attention on that spot. Just keep looking at it, watching it, staring at it. And now you're also hearing the sound of my voice, so that spot and my voice. That spot and my voice. That spot and my voice. Staring, looking, gazing. And so what we're doing is creating a little bit of fatigue in the eyes. It's going to feel really nice to close them. Not just yet. Keep watching. Keep staring. Keep looking at that spot there. Hearing my voice, so that spot and my voice. That spot and my voice. That spot. And my voice, that spot. All right, you can close those eyes down gently. Just let them close. That's it. And maybe have a nice big breath in your own time, your own rhythm. Breathing. Relaxing, just letting go. Breathing, relaxing, and letting go more and more with every gentle breath. And every time you hear the sound of my voice, just allow that sound vibration to calm you. Comfort you, carry you to the level where you want to be, carry you to the level where you love to be. Beautiful. And so let's use your imagination. I want you to imagine sending a beautiful wave of relaxation into your eyes now. Just imagine a wave of relaxing energy flowing into the eyes, flowing into the eyelids, flowing into all the little muscles around your eyes, relaxing those eyes, relaxing those eyes, relaxing those eyes. That's it. Beautiful. And so what you may find today is that you can relax your eyes so beautifully, so comfortably, and so peacefully. They'll just stay closed for a while today. In this gentle, relaxing, peaceful rest and slumber. So let's send another wave of relaxation into those eyes, more than before, more than ever before. Really feel it flowing on in, flooding on in, relaxing those eyes, relaxing those eyes, relaxing the muscles, relaxing the nerves, relaxing every fiber, relaxing the skin, just letting go, feeling good. And so again, what you'll find is that you can relax those eyes so beautifully, and so comfortably, so peacefully. They'll just stay closed for a while today. And this relaxing, peaceful, restful, blissful state of relaxation. Now, it's not because I say so. It's because you choose to allow this relaxation. So when you know you've done this, when you know they're going to stay closed, you can give them a little test to make sure they stay closed now. And you can stop testing. Just go deeper now. Deeper relaxed, deeper within. Deeper relaxed, and deeper within. Turning your awareness within yourself now. Turning your awareness within yourself, and you know that within you is a universe every bit as magnificent as anything outside of you. Inside of you are worlds upon worlds upon worlds. And there are pathways and portals connecting you to everyone and everything. You really are connected to all that is, and all that was, and all that will be. You are connected to everywhere and to every when. You can explore the past. You can move into the future. All of time is open for you to explore. All of time and space are yours. And so as I count back, let's just imagine going deep or relaxed with every number. It's a sense of drifting gently down. You know, like a snowflake drifting down from the winter sky. Or like a leaf lazily tumbling down from a tree. Or even like a feather just floating in the wind. Deep, relaxed with every number. So here we go. Number 7. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Down, down, down. Number 6. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Down, down, down. Number 5, deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 4, deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 3, deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 2, deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 1. Deeper, 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 down, down, down. Way down, way down. And feel that little sense of deepness coming in more and more. And a stillness and a quietness of spirit. And so I want to remind you, there is a record of everything you've ever experienced. Every thought, every word, every deed, every circumstance, every situation. Every dream, it's all recorded. And so it's time to work together to allow forgotten awareness to come up to the surface so we can better understand. So in a few moments, as I count back, I'm going to be visiting or just observing a previous lifetime that you lived, one that has a meaningful connection to the current life or the current situation. Maybe there's a challenge that you're facing in your life. Maybe there's an issue or a question or something you've just been wondering about. So we're going to go back and visit a previous lifetime that can give us some information or that just has some connection to that question or issue. So let's imagine a beautiful tunnel through space and time, kind of like a wormhole through the cosmos. As I count from 10 back down to 1, I want you to imagine gently drifting, floating, gliding through this tunnel that leads into your own past. By the time we reach number 1, you will emerge from the tunnel and be instantaneously flooded with impressions of another time, another place. Now, because we're doing this as a group and from a distance, if there's some emotional moment or something that you do not want to experience right now, you can simply rise above that experience and observe it dispassionately. You don't have to feel anything if you don't want to. You are in control of this experience, and you can simply rise above or terminate the experience, whatever feels right for you. All right then, so just imagine that little tunnel through space and time we're going to glide through. We're going to go visit a previous lifetime or a moment in your deep past. So here we go. Number 10, moving into that tunnel. And number 9, just gliding through, enjoying the ride. And number 8 and number 7, moving on through, going to visit a previous lifetime that you lived, one that has a meaningful connection to the current life. And number 6, allow it to happen. Feel it happening. Want it to happen and watch it happen. And number 5, getting closer and closer now. And number 4, trust the process, trust yourself. Just trust what comes. It all becomes crystal clear. And number 3, almost there now, almost there. And so number 2, on the very next count now, going to see, feel, sense, or just know another time, another place. And so here we go. Number 1. Number 1, move out of the tunnel. Be there now. Allow the impressions to form inside of you and all around you. Just allow the impressions to form now. And so I'm going to ask you some questions. I want you to just silently in your mind allow the response to come into your awareness. It's kind of funny because it just comes automatically and almost immediately. And so we're not going to have you speak, but we're going to have you remain silent, but just allow a knowing, a sort of response or answer to come forward into your awareness. And so I want you to notice your first impression now, whether it's daytime or nighttime. Just choose one, day or night. And I want you to notice whether you're inside or outside. Just choose one now, inside or outside. And I also want you to notice whether you're standing, sitting, lying down, walking, moving, something else. Just understand what sort of position you're in or what you're experiencing. Then I want you to notice if you're by yourself, if you're alone, or if you're with someone else or other people around. Just notice that now. And so I also want you to notice if you're in a city or a smaller town or a village or just out in the countryside somewhere. What is the terrain like? Is it flat? Is it rolling or hilly or mountainy? And so I also want you to notice yourself, if you want to float outside of yourself, to observe yourself. Or if you can just look down or feel or know. Are you a male or a female person? Just go with that first impression. And then notice if you're a small, medium, or larger person. What size is that person there? And I want you to notice the age of that person, if you're a young, medium, or older person. Or what's the age number that just pops into your mind? And then you can notice the appearance of this person that is you in another time. The hair, the face, the eyes. The hair, is it light or dark or something in between? And then noticing the style of the hair, is it long? Short, straight, curly, wavy. Maybe it's pinned up or in braids. And you can notice the skin or the complexion of this person, whether it's pale or fair or tanned or olive or brown or darker. What color is the skin on the arms and the face, the hands? And then you can also notice the color of the eyes. Just zoom right in, noticing the eyes there. Are they light or dark? Something in between? All right, then, so maybe noticing the clothing, if there's any clothing. The feet, are they bare? Or are you wearing something on the feet? What do you sense about that? Could be a sandal or a shoe of some kind, or a slipper or a boot, or just bare. And then you can also notice the lower body. What are you wearing on the lower body, if anything? Is it a heavy or a light fabric or something else, or maybe it's bare? And then notice around the middle and the upper body. What are you wearing there? And what color are these garments? Are they light in color or dark or different colors? And maybe there's something on your head, like a hat or a cap. Or maybe there's some jewelry, a necklace or a bracelet or a belt. And you might notice if you are holding anything in your hands or carrying anything on your back or around your waist. All right, then. So noticing those eyes again, you can float right back inside of those eyes. And then turning and looking out through those eyes, connecting with the thoughts and feelings of this person now, looking through their eyes, looking out through their eyes, connecting with thoughts and feelings of this person now. What's going on inside of them? What are they feeling? What are they thinking about? All right. Now we can quickly scan back and forth through time. In this lifetime. So depending on where you dropped in, whether you were old or medium or younger, let's just do this for fun. Let's go back in time to a happy childhood moment in that previous lifetime. Let's go back in time. 3, 2, 1. Be there now. Allow the impressions to form. Some happy childhood moment. And notice if there are others around you, family or friends or neighbors, or perhaps if you're by yourself. So what's happening there? Are you having a good time as a kid? All right, then. So let's do this. Let's go to a time as a child there when you're sharing a meal with your family, if you have one. A time when you're having a meal, eating some food. Maybe there's a mother or a father or sisters or brothers or cousins or friends or grandparents. And notice if you have a place to gather for your meals. And what that's like. If you have a mother, take a moment and notice her. What does she look like? What is she wearing? And what is her energy like? Her personality or temperament. And then notice if you have a father there. And the same with him, his appearance, his clothing, his personality or temperament. What is he like? And so also notice if you have siblings, brothers and sisters, other family members or friends or neighbors who that you're sharing this meal with. And so notice the atmosphere with these people. What's it like? Is it happy? Is it people chattering back and forth? Is it quiet? And so also notice when someone calls your name, maybe your mother or father or sister or brother, what do they call you in this time and place? What is your name? What's the first letter or sound? And the second? And the third and all the rest? What do they call you? All right. So let's allow that mealtime to fade away, fade away, fade away. And let's go now on my count to the place where you sleep as a child. So 1, 2, 3. Be there now, the place where you sleep. Is there a bed or a cushion or something to lay upon? What's that like? Do you sleep by yourself or with someone else? And what else do you notice in this room or in this place? Are there other furnishings or toys or clothing or tools or something else? What's around you? All right, we'll let that fade away. Fade away, fade away. Let's go just for fun as a child in this other time to a time when you are bathing. I'm curious how you do that in this place. So 1, 2, 3, be there now. A time when you are bathing or cleaning your body there. How do you do that? Does someone help you? All right, then. We'll let that fade away, fade away, fade away. We're going to move forward in time now, getting older. And I want you to go on my count to a very proud moment in the lifetime. A proud moment when you're feeling really good about yourself. So let's go 1, 2, 3. Be there now. A proud moment. Just allow the impressions to come in and to form. There's something going on there that you're really proud of, or you just feel really good about. All right. So we'll let that fade away. Fade away. And this time on my count, we're going to go to a different moment in time. A time when you're with the most important person or persons in that lifetime. So let's go. Some moment when you're with the most important person or person. So 1, 2, 3. Be there now. Be there now. Allow the impressions to form. The most important person or persons in that life. All right, we'll let that fade away for a moment. And this time on my count, we're gonna go to a very, very important moment in that life, perhaps a major turning point. It could be in youth, it could be in middle age, it could be in later. Older age, but the most important moment, like a turning point or the major milestone in that life, the very, very most important. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Be there now. The most important moment. Allow the impressions to form and understand why this is so important. Why is this such a turning point for you? And maybe this defines the whole life. All right, then. It's time to let go of that. Just let it fade away. Fade away. And so now on my count, we're going to go to the very last day of that lifetime, the very last day you are alive in that previous lifetime, your last day. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Be there now. Very last day. You haven't yet crossed over. But it's going to be very, very soon. So what's happening there? Are you inside or outside? Are there other people around? Do you realize that this is going to be your last day? Do you realize you're dying, or is it going to come as a surprise? And so, what do you think about this life you've just lived as you look back on it? What was it all about? All right, then. It's time now. It's time to skip forward on my count to the moment just after death. So one, two, three. Now you've just died in that previous lifetime. And because you've been through this many times before, you can rise up and out of that body now. You are free. You are free, 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 free as a bird. I'm feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. You're just lifting out of the body, feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. And so rising, 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 feeling lighter and lighter and lighter, ascending, 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 and transcending, shifting from that earthly, dense, heavy feeling to a higher, finer, lighter feeling now. That physical life is all done, it's all finished. You can just let it fall away, fall away, fall away. And you, as energy and light and spirit, can rise higher and higher and higher. And so, notice where you are in relation to the body now, if you're above it or off to the side, or if you've just gone somewhere else. Notice where you are. What are you experiencing now? How are you feeling? All right. So rising, rising, rising. Higher and higher and higher. Ascending, ascending, transcending. Moving through layers and levels. It's time to go back to where you came from. That was just a field trip, that lifetime, that physical experience. It's all finished now. And so it's time to go back into spirit, where you came from. And again, you are free to do whatever you wish. Now, there are places of resting. There are places of healing. Perhaps we should take a moment and partake of that. Let's go on my count to a place of resting or healing. So let's go. One, two, three. Be there now in spirit. A place of resting and healing. I'm going to give you a few quiet moments to just readjust and reacclimate to your spiritual reality now. I want you to make a mental image of this place. Make a record of it in your mind, because you can return here again and again and again, anytime you wish, in your meditations, Anytime you need to rest and feel at peace, you can experience this. All right, so also in spirit, after our lifetimes, there is a time when we visit with some wise being or beings. We want to understand that life. And so, as I count to three, I want to just skip forward to a time when you are in the presence of one or more of your spiritual guides, teachers, masters, some wise being or beings. Perhaps having a discussion about that life that you've just finished up, the life you've just left. So let's go there now. One, two, three. Be there now. Feel the presence. Your teachers or guides. They may communicate with you. They may embrace you or enfold you. They may touch you or greet you in some way. Let's listen a moment and see if they have something to communicate to you. Now, communication can be in many forms, like telepathic, thought language, or images, or words, or feelings, or just knowings. And so I want you to notice whether there are one or more than one of these teachers or guides. Is there one or more than one? If it's more than one, about how many are there? How many do you sense? All right, then, so let's connect. If there's one, let's connect with that being. If there's more than one, we can connect with all of them, or we can connect with maybe the one who seems like the more advanced or senior, or the one who's in charge. Let's just open your mind, open your heart, connecting with that being. And so again, communication can be like telepathic. I want you to do something. I want you to ask them for their name or title or something that you can call them now and in the future. What is their name? All right. So I want you to imagine that I'm speaking to your guides. Because of the magic of time and space, we can actually do this. So I'm going to ask them some questions. And there, I'm going to ask them to respond in your mind and just give you an answer or a response. So I would ask your guide or teacher that, how do you feel about his or her performance in that past lifetime? How did he or she do in that life? And so I'm asking your guide, What was the primary purpose or mission for your soul in living that life? What was the reason? What were you trying to achieve or experience in that life? What was it all about? And so I would ask your guide, did he or she achieve this goal? Or perhaps he or she did not. But I imagine they made some progress. Is that so? All right, then. So I would ask your guide, out of all the lives you've lived, why were we shown that particular past life? How does that past life relate to your current life and your current situation? All right, so I would ask your guide, what is the primary purpose or mission or task of the current life, the present lifetime? What is he or she to focus on in this life? And so now I would ask your guide, to give you a message about this current life and this current issue you may be facing. What is their advice or guidance? All right, so I would also ask your guide in closing now, if he or she wants to connect with you in the future, how can he or she do this? How can they connect with you? How can they call you and consult with you on their own? All right. I want to thank your guides. I want to thank all of the spirit guides for helping us. And I want to give them the last word today. What would your guide like to leave with you today? What do they want to say to you? All right, so again, we thank all of the guides. We thank you. It's time to come back to the here and now, and so I'll simply count to five, and you can open those eyes and come on back into the here and now. So number one, coming on back down into the body and life, the current lifetime now, back in the body. Harmoniously, gracefully, peacefully. Back in the body, feeling good. And so number two, coming on back down, back into the body. Feel the air moving in your lungs. Feel the blood moving in your veins. Feel the life force coursing through you, the life energy, back in the body. And so number three and number four, coming on back into the here and now. Feeling just wonderful. And so when you're ready, number five, you can open those eyes now. That's right. Back in the here and now, back in the room. All right. Well, Wanako, how are you feeling, my friend? Feel okay?
A wonderful insight into your work.
Well, I hope so. I was unprepared, but I didn't prepare people really for that kind of experience. When I do a one-on-one session, it's a lot different because we're speaking back and forth, and you tell me, well, I'm wearing a blue shirt and I have, you know, brown eyes, and I'll ask questions about that. It's a lot easier to elicit the details. And the same with speaking with your guides and that. I can ask them all kinds of questions, and it's very cool. I mean, it's a very exciting part of doing these sessions is that I get to talk with people's spirit guides. So it's quite an honor. But a one-on-one session is obviously more tailored to your needs and how you're responding, that kind of thing. With these kind of group open session, guided meditation things, it's a little bit hit or miss. So some people will probably just not experience much of anything. Some people will just zone out. And some people will experience, get a glimpse of a previous life. So obviously the one-on-one session is more customized to you, but you know, it's something we can do. It's usually like a low cost group thing. I do these group regressions sometimes, and it's pretty fun. The stories that come out are pretty amazing, things people talk about. So I'm curious if you have anything you want to share about your little journey there, if you had anything to share.
I'm curious about the whole thing. And I have some things that I would like to ask you about. And one of those is, how do you view this? Because in the Course in Miracles, it says it doesn't matter whether you believe in past lives or not, and so on, because it's all a dream. So the real purpose is to wake up from the dream. So the idea of past lives takes you away from that, and don't believe it. If it helps you, then use it. Right? It's a very practical approach. How do you see that?
I would agree. I would say, you know, it's not for everyone. If you're called to explore it, there's probably a reason for that. If you're not, you probably don't need to. So I would say to each their own, you know. Some people are not, it's not important that they understand about their previous lifetimes. They just need to be here now. Just be a carpenter and raise a family or whatever they need to do. That's sort of their mission. They don't need to think about all this airy fairy spirit past life stuff. You know, they just need to focus on what they're doing. And so, you know, I respect that completely. And so I would agree with what you just talked about, that it's very personal. Some people do not need to delve into this stuff, and some people it can be helpful in different ways. Understanding about their life now, it's almost, it can be like let's say you're playing a sport. Let's say it's a basketball game. Let's say it's the third quarter and there's a timeout. So the referee or someone calls a timeout. You go over to the sideline. You talk to your coach. You say, what was I supposed to do in this game? I forgot what my assignment was. And they say, well, you're supposed to watch number 34 because he's scoring all the points. Now get back in there, kid. All right. So these sessions can be sort of like that. Going and talking to your coach and reminding you what your assignment was so you can finish up the rest of your life or the rest of this game working, you know, focusing on your assignment. So some people don't need to do that. Some people are on task in their game, you know, and they're doing just great. And so they don't need to talk to the coach. They're very focused. It would just confuse them or something. So again, it's a very individual. But yeah, it's sort of like talking to your, like what we just did. Visiting a previous life, talking to your guide, it's sort of like, you know, you get the analogy, right? Going talking to the coach and just to remind you, you know, what was I supposed to do? What should I focus on in this next chapter? So it's like going into the past so you can, it's like that movie Back to the Future, right? So you go to the past so you can understand what am I supposed to focus on? So we don't want to, you know, dwell in the past. That's not what it's about. It's not about, well, I want to go in Rome and Greece and whatever, Babylon or Egypt. It's cool. But, you know, that was then. This is now. So we go back so we can get information and then put it to work in this current lifetime here. That's really what it's all about. That's the important thing. So sorry, long answer to your question, but I would say I agree with the course that, you know, Course in Miracles that says, you know, whatever serves you in your current dream.
Wonderful. Yeah, so how can people reach you if they want to reach out to you?
Oh. Well, I have websites and I have email and phone number and stuff. My main website is Light Between Lives. It's LIGHTBETWEENLIVES.com, lightbetweenlives.com. And all of my contact info is there. And my email is kind of the same thing, Scott@lightbetweenlives.com. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, I if anyone wants to even just chat about something or email me, or I'd love to hear if anyone did this little exercise with us today, what their experience was like, or if they have a question about something, I'd be happy to address it. So just you can write me, text me, whatever works. Yeah.
We'll put your contact in the show notes.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'd love to hear if anyone had an interesting experience.
Wonderful. So thank you so much for coming on the Holy Spirit's Curriculum of Joy podcast. It was my great pleasure.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Happy we did this.
So oh, thank you, sir.
To share your passion with us. And really show us how one can go really deep into it and get to know oneself in another way if one doesn't know it, and if not, to deepen that.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking me, Wanako. It's nice to meet you, and I wish you well, and I wish all of the viewers well. And again, I'm happy to share this time with you. I thank you for asking me. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And please review the podcast, subscribe to it, and let people know that we have this wonderful place where one can get a lot of different ways of awakening to who one truly is. And I'm really thankful to have such wonderful guests. Each of them shares so much that we can take along for our own discovery. So thank you so much for that. And till next time.